passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Welcome back, my friend. Yes, it is Friday, September the 7th. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. this hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. And even though we are heading into a weekend, the web page never sleeps. Updated both Saturday and Sunday, just in the event of something interesting happening. Well, Wall Street had another down day today, disappointed by the jobs report. And if you thought that the jobs report, which showed a decline of 4,000 jobs in August, is bad, wait until we get the next jobs report number, because Countrywide today announced it's going to slash 12,000 jobs in the next 3 months. So those 4,000 are now going to be joining the other mortgage brokers. Dow Jones Industrial Averages ended down almost 250 points at 249.97 points. Dow ended down at 13,113. 13, unlucky for some. NASDAQ or 48 points at 2,565. Crude oil up 41 cents, knocking on the door, $77 a barrel at $76.71. You know what they're saying now? Well, we're going into fall, so we're going to have the refineries are going to have to rejigger their systems in order to come up with the fall fuel blend. What does that mean? It means higher prices at the pump. What a shock, what a surprise. Big story today, U.S. dollar index breaking through key resistance at the 80 level. U.S. dollar index closing down 54 basis points at 79.91. Next test, 79. Gold blew through $700 today with ease, like a blowtorch through butter. Gold in New York ended the week at $700.70. Amazing. Up $5.60 on the day. Gold actually, spot gold had actually a high of $707.80. You know, some people call me and they say, you know, the price that you quote gold is different from what I see on CNBC. CNBC has a little ticker that runs. What they are quoting is the most actively traded month. It's a future month. What I report is the spot, otherwise known as the cash market month. Thank you for taking me back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Side for this Friday. Phone's line's still open. If there's anything on your mind you want to talk about, 800-313-9443. I'm contemplating whether to go to Las Vegas on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Received an invite to attend the Las Vegas Hard Asset Investment Conference, which runs September 10th and 11th. It's kind of like gold bugs congregate in Las Vegas, hold hands, sing Kumbaya, and tell everybody how rich we're going to become when gold gets to $5,000 an ounce. Now, I haven't made a decision on that as of yet. Most probably won't make that decision until Sunday. But anyway, what can we expect next week? Well, as we saw today, was obviously the reason the jobs report came out and we saw all the actions going on in Wall Street. Let's see what news we have coming out that may do the same thing next week. We got consumer credit on Monday, the trade balance on Tuesday, initial jobless claims and treasury budget on Thursday, current account export and import prices, retail sales, capacity utilization, industrial production, business inventory, and Michigan sentiment on Friday. Once again, I'll submit to you, the market is going to be wiggy about all those reports coming out on Friday. So what's going to happen on Monday? Well, your guess is as good as mine. According to Julian Phillips, he says long-term investors are piling into gold, producers are buying back their hedges, and funds are going with the flow. It looks like a seesaw has tipped in gold's favor. Peter Spinner says, should the $700 price hold as we start next week, the next week could be as spectacular as this week has proven to be. Uh-oh. Well, talking about the noble metal and our friends over at Goldseek, let me share this with you. Smoke and mirrors. The confidence game is such a difficult one once the crowd is suspicious. Our generation trusts few figures in authority. It is a generation used to being taken for a ride with the sin now in being gullible. And the beginning of the run-up in gold and silver testifies to market fears. And Mr. Bernanke of the Federal Reserve is sitting in a chair where onlookers' suspicions are a knee-jerk reaction. He now has to convince the world, not just the United States, that they should trust him and the system as he sits ready to pump in the money. In an open letter, said to Fed Chairman Bernanke, Charles Chucky Schumer reiterated the Fed's commitment to ensuring market liquidity, and the market breathed a sigh of relief, knowing that none of the highly sophisticated financial markets would freeze up again, because he would print dollars and chuck them from a helicopter to whoever wanted them. Movement has begun, all but slowly. Oh, believe me. The market desperately wanted this response from Mr. Bernanke, particularly the vulnerable, desperate, and the fearful. We seem to have a lot of these people in this country at this moment, the desperate and the fearful. But that may give relief, but not confidence, at least as far as more liquidity is being pumped in this week. Far more is needed to do that. So far, Bernanke and has as his number one objective functioning markets, but the problem is far deeper than that. Once the market is convinced it can trade without fear, players gingerly come out one by one to deal again. But confidence is not there yet. The market first saw that they were stuck with the stock that caused the mess. The good liquid investments sold to get at least some liquidity were for sales, so will be wanted back at some point in time. Some prime-related stocks are out. So how can these markets continue to function? Good question. This is of major importance because the sight of banks refusing to deal with one another hits at the heart of the entire financial system. Lots of soothing words are now flowing, hoping to reestablish a positive show. But as we saw to our horror, we have now moved from the spin games into a period of consequences, and they won't go away any time soon. Cold realities where liquidity levels measure levels of investor confidence are here to stay. Moreover, liquidity exists when investors are creditworthy. Can we be certain that all are? The next few months will be a no man's land while that is established. And there, far more work needs to be done because the structural cause of the problem remains. So the shocks, like aftershocks or worse, may still come. Just how deep do the problems reach? It appears nobody knows the depths. So, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict what the future holds. I don't have any special insight into this stuff. All I do know is that we are dealing in uncharted waters right now. We have got gold at a place where it hasn't been since the 1980s. 1980, to be January of 1980, Ronald Reagan had just become president of the United States. That's how far we have to go back before we saw gold at about $700. Outside of a small little spurt we had about a year ago, that was just to test the waters. Everybody got all excited. Let's not forget what happened back then. But then again, you've also got to think, a lot of people in the know knew what was coming down the pike. Um, As Julian Phillips says, when the deleveraging tsunami flows of capital roared through the system, gold was an initial casualty, as was any liquid investment in the for sale markets that rattle them. But these were not sales as in existing in the market. These were sales made which, on the return of a healthy level of liquidity, will be bought back into portfolios. And we're seeing this being done today. Today was a typical example. Who were the big buyers? Was it Joe Sixpack out there buying gold today? No, of course it wasn't. Was the funds buying gold? Was the institutions buying gold? See, this is what people don't understand about the gold market. The price that we see reflected on a daily basis has absolutely nothing to do with whether you and I go out and buy an ounce of gold. Nothing at all. These simply, what happens on Wall Street is simply a reflection of the institutional investors. They traded in and out of this market on a whim. They look at gold not as a long-term asset vehicle or understand the basic fundamentals of gold. They just simply look at gold as another trading commodity. And in order to make money, traders need volatility. Well, they certainly have got that now. And there's a lot of traders making a lot of money right now. There's a lot of traders getting them, they're getting handed their lunch. And so when you look at this this reality of what we're dealing with today, nobody knows exactly what's going on. There's no question that it's encouraging to note that a lot of the major mining companies have eliminated their hedge books. In other words, what they did was sold future production, because as you can imagine, how stupid is that to do in this environment? Both Barrick and Newmont liquidated their hedge books at a cost to them each individually of some $500 million, half a billion dollars it cost them to eradicate their hedge books. The hedge books is just simply what they did is they sold forward production to people, and obviously they were fixed in at a price. So let's say they fixed in at a forward production price of $600. Well, guess what? At $700 an ounce, do they make $700? No, they don't, because they already sold their production at $600, so they have no benefit of that extra $100 move. So you've got to think back. When did Newmont and Barrick start paying down their hedge books? That was about 3 months ago. And you have to say, these people are smart, much smarter than me. And by the way, all their representatives will be at the Las Vegas Hard Asset Convention on Monday and Tuesday. It's the only reason I want to go there is just listen to what the muckety mucks have to say. Because they are smart people. They know their stuff. But nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can predict what's going to happen. But we are dealing in not only, and you've got to look at the psychological impact that's going on out there. People are confused and dazed about a lot of things, not only about the war going on, the political situation that's going on, but obviously they're concerned about the financial situation, which is they're more concerned about the financial situation than they're worried about the geopolitical situation of what's going on in the world. As a matter of fact, the fact that Osama bin Laden released a tape today has absolutely no effect on Joe Sixpack. What he's worried about is what his 401k is going to look like when he gets his next state. Yeah, we have different levels of fear going on out there. Take a short break, be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There's no question what we are witnessing right now is a crisis of confidence. And unfortunately, the market is looking, people are looking towards the Federal Reserve as restoring that confidence in the financial system. But the only confidence that the Fed can give us is by acquiescing to the outcry that in order to solve the problem, all the Fed's got to do is just simply acquiesce and lower interest rates. Now people are arguing, well, whether it's going to be a quarter point or half a point or a full point that some people are calling for the Fed to come to the decision on September the 18th about, but will that reinstill people's confidence in a financial market that has been completely decimated? The Fed can stand on their head and whistle Dixies until the cows come home. It's not going to instill confidence in the people. What instills confidence in the people if they see real tangible things taking place in their personal lives? If they see that their cost of living is not increasing exponentially on a monthly basis. When the reality of whether or not one has a job to go to is another confidence builder. And so we are suffering right now a crisis of confidence, and it's very fragile. Another major shock to the system will completely devastate whatever confidence is left in the market. Now, I don't know when the next shoe's going to drop or when the next Waldo is going to appear, but there are talks behind the scenes that next week we could hear of a serious hedge fund in problem controlled by Bear Stearns. If you remember, this all started... when was it? It seems like a lifetime away, but it was, when was it? 6 weeks ago, I think August, beginning of August? Bear Stearns made an announcement. We got a problem with the hedge fund. It's no big deal. We think about $1 billion. Huh? That was it? About $1 billion? Yeah, well, I mean, just got a small problem with the subprime market. No need to worry about it. We got it under control. Yeah? Well, it turns out it was a lot bigger than $1 billion. So the question is, what's the other shoe to drop? What did Bear Stearns... If Bear Stearns says it's $1 billion, then you know they're lying. It's like the government. Government lies all the time. That's why I was actually surprised with the jobs report that came out today. I thought they would pad the figures. Usually they pad the figures on the jobs report by claiming that a whole bunch of people went to work. What they don't tell you is these are government employees. But that's neither here nor there. But this is the dilemma that we are facing. And we just don't know. Which is the reason for, obviously, the rise in gold prices. Because when the dust settles and the smoke clears, people only have... Gold is the asset of last resort. It is the only asset that gives people confidence because it is not tied to any government whatsoever. That's probably the reason why I've always aligned myself with gold, because it's fiercely independent. It is... It is an asset, as we said many times before, doesn't pay interest, doesn't pay dividends for a very good reason. It is a protector of your assets. It's simple as it's an insurance policy, nothing more than that. I mean, we tell you buy gold and hope it doesn't go up. For a very simple reason, because rising gold price signifies that there's an underlying serious problem inherent within the financial systems. And when you've got not Joe Sixpack rushing out and buying gold, but when you've got institutions, which today's action in gold was all institutional, that means that these people are seriously concerned about the liquidity crunch that we are facing.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. You've got to look at all the news stories we had out this week that really just sapped the confidence out of the marketplace. I mean, yesterday we get a report of the delinquencies in residential properties that entered foreclosure. And it was a staggering figure. One in four residential properties have entered into foreclosure process during the past quarter. That was given out by the Mortgage Bankers Association, which is the highest level of foreclosures in the Mortgage Bankers Association's 55-year history. I mean, this is devastating news, and obviously the areas affected are the big four, California, Florida, Nevada, and Arizona. And so when you've got all the, I mean, you've even got Fed officials are sounding the alarm. I think the probability of a recession is higher than it used to be, said St. Louis Fed President William Poole in a conversation with reporters in London yesterday. The majority of economists, however, say the economy will weather the storm, as it almost always does. It's hard to put the resilient U.S. economy into a recession, they say. Well, over the past 17 years, the economy has been in recession for just 8 months. That's less than 4% of the time. The U.S. economy is extremely diverse. A slump in one sector or region can be offset by growth elsewhere. But the question is, where will that growth appear? According to many economists' views, they see it that there's only about a 35% chance of a recession in the next year, according to median estimates of 25 economists surveyed by CBS's Market Watch in this past week prior to Friday's bad news. But that's up from about 23% chance estimated by economists surveyed by the Blue Chip Economic Indicators in early July. It may be comforting to know that the odds are still tilted against a recession until you remember that economics profession as a whole has never predicted a recession. They never predict recessions. What's the difference between a recession and a depression? Well, a recession is when your neighbor loses his house. Depression is when you lose yours. One reason that economists assign such low probability to a recession is that they expect the Fed to act forcefully to prevent it by lowering federal funds rates. But you can't, I mean, this is the whole concept that all these, but the Larry Kudlows of the world and the Jim Cramers of the world and all these other financial guys out there, they all seem to think that the panacea, the cure to this problem, is just by the Fed cutting rates. It's not going to solve the problem. It may put a Band-Aid on it, like the president put on it, by saying that he wants to help those people who obviously have fallen on hard times and need to refinance their mortgages, and these people should be given a break, and the lenders should acquiesce to these folks that are in hard times. But when you look at the president's numbers, we got 2.4 million people going into foreclosure. His program only basically saves about 80,000 of those people. So a large majority of people are in a world of hurt. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you bought a house for instance, I didn't even know this. If you bought a house for $200,000 and you go and you've got fairly good credit, you haven't been like a destitute all your life, and you got fairly good credit, but it's as with everybody, we all have spotty credit. We've all had bad things happen to us at some point in time. But anyway, these people, obviously, if they go to their bank and the bank accommodates them and say, look, we don't want to take back the house, so what we'll do is we'll refigure the loan. Instead of being a $200,000 loan, we'll make it a $180,000 loan. To add insult to injury, although this homeowner has done his due diligence, has done what powers that be have asked him to do, then all of a sudden he gets hit by the IRS. Because that difference, because the IRS just looks at a $200,000 home, then it looks at this $180,000 refinance, and they go, well, that other $20,000 there is earned income. And so they send you a tax bill for on the taxes on $20,000. I mean, it's brutal out there. And so don't expect any help from the government. Government's not there to help you. Government's there to protect its own best interests. And you are way at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to priorities of the federal government. Now, they've got a serious problem, and the serious problem, obviously, is something that nobody wants to address. This is the most amazing thing to me. Because here you have, and I'll bring his name up again. I mean, this is a guy, if Ron Paul wasn't running for president, I swear I would be promoting this guy to be the next president of the United States, and that's David Walker, the current head of the Government Accounting Office. Because this guy actually gets it. This is a government employee who has no political bone in this fight. I still can't figure out whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. I doubt whether he's a Democrat based on, obviously, his fiscal conservatism. But he's been warning. He's been trying to get people to pay attention to the fiscal imbalances that have been going on for a long time and how the government is broken. It's a huge bureaucracy that's out of control. One hand doesn't know what the other one is doing. It is completely dysfunctional. It's like American society, by and large. It's a dysfunctional organization. The only way you're going to solve the economic dilemma facing the United States is something that nobody wants to do, and that is you have to abolish all these worthless government agencies that are out there. Department of Education, that should be the first one to go. Let's have a test. Let's say, what was the level of education in the 1950s compared to today? And obviously, if you look at the facts, and if the standard of education is lower today than it is, then obviously, considering the Department of Education has been in control since that time, it's time to eliminate it because it's failing to do its job. And this, you can say the same thing for everything. Any government agency, is what David Walker did. He did a simple analysis of these various government agencies and said these things are worthless. I mean, and he doesn't only talk. I mean, he's going on a lecture tour around the country trying to get candidates. I mean, there's only one candidate that would only be willing and able to discuss political implications, financial implications that we have is Ron Paul. Because none of these other guys have got a clue what the economy is doing. Thankfully, and I didn't know this until today, but I guess CNBC is holding a presidential debate coming up in October where it is just all about the economy. And that should be, if that was a pay-per-view event, I'd pay for that. Just to see how stupid Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, this is the guy who made $300 million. It must be a sharp knife in the box for him to accumulate that kind of wealth. But everything I've heard him say, economically-wise, has been as brain-dead as Giuliani. And same goes for McCain, same goes for all the other wannabe Republican pretenders that are out there. And not only is David Walker talking about the economy, he's issued three scathing reports in the last month. Well, we know about the economic one. He's issued a report about Iraq. Oh, yeah, the surge is working. No, it ain't working. It's a basket case. Complete and utter basket case. I mean, you had the president flying out to Anbar province. Couldn't fly into Baghdad because that's a whole different, you see, that's a Shiite area. No, he goes to Anbar province, which is a Sunni area. And starts touting about the great success. Goes to the Australian vice president, tells him, yeah, we're kicking ass in Baghdad. No, you're not, Mr. President. Stop lying. Seven Marines have died in Anbar province in the last 24 hours. That's a minefield. And David Walker talks about this. And everybody jumps on him he's just a rogue agent within the government. Then he comes out yesterday about Homeland Security, how dysfunctional this organization is, which it is. I mean, these people, anybody who works for Homeland Security is in the business of promoting fear. That's what they live for, the fear factor. We got to put more fear in people than anything else, and they do a good job of it, as witnessed by this woman in San Diego who goes running off an airplane because she sees seven Arabs on the plane. She says they had evil looks in their eyes. This poor woman's been so conditioned by the media to fear, quote-unquote, Muslims, it's a joke. They stop the plane, they bring it back to the to the terminal, cause disruption to who knows how many people, all because of a fear factor that's completely unbiased. By the way, the seven Muslims on the plane were from Camp Pendleton. They were Arab translators. You can't make this stuff up. Milwaukee, they shut down the whole downtown Milwaukee because of a suspicious package. Some citizen, obviously, listening to Fox News, got all wiggy when he saw a brown paper package with a piece of steel sticking out of it. And as a good citizen, he called up 911. I think it's a bomb. And they shut down the whole city. They shut down Chicago for flashing lights. I mean, it's nuts. And then we have the shutdown off of New York City because they found a vial in the United Nations building. Oh, yes. They evacuate the whole building. They said they could kill everybody. They found out it was dishwashing soap or something stupid. I mean, it's this boogeyman that's being created by the Department of Homeland. That should be the very reason that place should be abolished, outside of the fact that it violates the Constitution on several levels. Most importantly, being the Fourth Amendment. Well, there's a whole bunch of them in line there, but so here we sit with these fearmongers, these perpetuators of fear. And it's amazing, and people are fearful for this boogeyman, the global jihad, whatever that is. You know, I mean, Michael Medved calls them Islamofascist Nazis. What is that? I mean, I've seen what happens. You know what happens? You know what happens? And I've lived through this. I mean, I'm just telling you stuff that I've lived through. Almost seems like a lifetime ago, but it was 20 years ago. I lived through the same thing. And I've seen what happens when a government instills fear in a people. First of all, it shuts people down. They're so afraid, they even become afraid of their shadow. And then they become afraid of speaking out against ridiculous government policies, because then they will be targeted as being a terrorist. Because that's the definition of terrorism. What is terrorism? Terrorism is a situation that you get yourself in where if you oppose the official party line of whatever government is instituted, you are deemed obviously a terrorist because you're going against the grain. And look at all these draconian laws that they have. I mean, it's thought police time. If a government agency or government individual thinks that maybe you have some terrorist inclination, they have the right to lock you up without a lawyer, without a judge. And I'm thinking, this happened in South Africa. I saw what happened. Outside of the people in South Africa that were demonized for many years about being racists, they were shamed into silence, for goodness sake. They were fearful about speaking out about anything. And so once you have a fearful populace, then you can have a government that runs roughshod over you. I mean, we haven't even seen we're getting close to it. Let me put it to you this way. I mean, they jump from one thing to another thing, all under the guise of making you feel safe. I don't want the government to make me feel safe in any way, shape, or form. You know, I prefer to deal with my safety myself. I'm thankful the government gave me a telephone and the ability to dial 911 in the event of emergency. But do I know? Great effort on your part, but I prefer to protect myself with other means, shall we say. I mean, what's going to happen when some guy breaks in your front door? You're going to run the phone, you're going to dial 911, guess what's, and for what reason? That's just so the cops know where to come and take the report and mark the body and take you to the morgue. That's not going to save you in any way, shape, or form. It's just like Department of Homeland Security. It's not going to save you from some terrorist attack. As a matter of fact, you stand a better chance of dying going by your local emergency room hospital. You could pick up all kinds of horrible diseases and things there. They are not there to protect you. The cops aren't even there to protect you, for goodness sake. People are feel much safer if there's 100,000 cops on there. Cops aren't there to protect you. There's been court cases where people have tried to sue police officers because they failed to protect them from a violent crime. Went to the Supreme Court, all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said categorically, look, cops aren't there to protect you. They're there to enforce the law, but they sure ain't there to protect your poor sorry butt when someone wants to take advantage of you. So this whole thing, I mean, David Walker spelled it out with the Department of Homeland, dysfunctional. Completely dysfunctional. And it is dysfunctional. I mean, look who heads the thing. Michael Chertoff, for goodness sake. We could do a whole show on Michael Chertoff and his political philosophies, which aren't American, by the way, because he's a dual citizen. And then, you know, it leads right back to the... There are powers that be that wanted Americans to feel as fearful as the Israelis. Because it was only then that America would warmly embrace Israel, if we felt akin to what they were going through. And they've been, you got to hand it to them, they're very effective. They have achieved their objective.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
When that plane finally landed, was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, "I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me." I said, "I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not exactly the same good old boy that you ran around with before, I just came back from a war."
Welcome back, my friend.
I took a walk through the neighborhood.
That's one great song because it's very true. 19-year-old kids that are sent by their government to fight wars in far-off places come back completely different people. And that's a tragedy of war. Just for your information, over the weekend, I believe it's Sunday night, HBO is airing a series called Alive Days. It's called Alive Day Memories. It's a documentary about the lives of soldiers who have returned from Iraq and how their lives have changed completely, which is the tragedy of war. And it's amazing, after this enlightened age in which we live in, that we haven't learned the lessons of history. We haven't learned what happened in Vietnam. That by the time that the politicians were aware that the war was lost, half of those names on that wall in Washington, D.C., were still alive. It took politicians that long that an additional 20-odd thousand 19-year-old kids died because politicians were trying to figure out how to politically save their own poor sorry butts or obviously deal with the next election. And we're facing the same dilemma. We're facing the same dilemma today as we did back in the 70s when Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger were sitting around twiddling their thumbs talking about pulling out of Vietnam and whether or not it would be beneficial to to Nixon's upcoming election the following year. It's sad commentary. Have a great weekend, my friends. We'll do it all again next week. Till then, see you back. It's true.